And to the World Cup, American disappointment tonight.
Extraordinary, Tim Howard.
You have got to be kidding me. How many times is Tim Howard going to save the United States?
Well, goalie Tim Howard was blocking almost everything Belgium kicked at him, but it wasn't enough. The U.S. loses 2-1, is eliminated from the World Cup. Let's talk about your soccer experience this spring and summer and whether you're going to keep tuning into those games. Well, joining us, WTOP.com editor Noah Frank, along with our Chris Cheon, Sean Anderson, Jay Brooks, all glass and closed tonight. Guys, welcome. Noah, we'll start with you. What happened against Belgium? The game was scoreless until it went into extra time.
Yeah, well, I mean, Tim Howard played maybe the best game that we've seen out of Tim Howard, and he's been pretty consistently the best player on the U.S. in this recent couple of World Cup runs, but he was amazing. He got them to extra time just by being tremendous. Had more than 10 saves in regulation, which is just an incredible number, and the offense just couldn't put it together. They couldn't possess the ball enough to really mount too many counterattacks, and so eventually the U.S. fell behind, allowed a couple goals in extra time, made it interesting at the end, but fell 2-1.
Twitter had its fun. They were superimposing Tim Howard's picture on George Washington's face on the money. Tim Howard for president, Tim Howard for Pope. Sean, your thoughts on this game that's left us all feeling like we're out of gas.
Well, you know, I think the interesting thing about the American team is that in a way the game kind of encapsulated the American squad. They, as Noah sort of referred to, they were inconsistent on offense, particularly in the first half. They really didn't get a lot going, but gosh, I mean, the first half from Tim Howard was so spectacular that it didn't matter. And so, you know, the Americans picked it up some in the second half, and the extra time was wonderful. But, you know, we see where American soccer is right now, and we're not at the point where we can be talked about with the Argentinas and Brazils of the world.
It did feel that feeling of dread all through it, Chris Cheon. A lot of anxiety.
Yeah, it did. And the problem is we needed Belgium to run out of gas a little bit earlier than they did. Their legs got heavy, but it was in the last 5 minutes. That's when we really attacked the pressure. But Belgium just looked like they were very well conditioned today. But yeah, I think that soccer's popularity is going to continue in growth here, as Sean mentioned, especially here at D.C. This is the mecca of popularity when it comes to soccer here, Baltimore, and on this entire region.
Jay?
We're going to look back probably in the 2018 games in Russia and think this is where it all started with the support all around the United States. I mean, all those crowds watching. And when a team is down 2-0 and running out of time, the U.S. showed no quit and cut the lead in half and were right there at the end. You got to be proud and very happy. I mean, Tim Howard making the most saves in a game since 1966 World Cup. That is quite impressive. A lot of pride. And actually, I know it's part of my job to watch these remaining games, but these are the 8 best teams in the world. I'm definitely going to watch them and try to pick up as much as I can on great play ahead.
The U.S. has gotten this far before, some years ago. Noah, can you tell us about that?
Well, a long, long time ago, before soccer was what it is now, the U.S. made a deep run. But it's important to remember, this is the first time they've ever gone back-to-back to the knockout stage. I think a lot of people forget that. They got there 4 years ago, and they got there now. And that means this is the best generation of American soccer that we've ever really seen. And so this growth, I don't think, is superficial. I think you can attribute the interest. I've been doing some of the numbers on the MLS. The MLS is up 150% in attendance over the last 10 years. And part of that's because they've added 9 new franchises. They've gone from 10 to 19, and there's 4 more in the wings. And so the thought that, oh, this is a once every 4 years deal as far as the popularity, I really don't think it is. This is a growth pattern that we are seeing slowly take root across the country.
Sean, is it back to the Nationals, back to baseball?
Well, it's kind of an in-between here, because it would have really helped the U.S. if they'd gotten on to the quarterfinals. I think it would have helped soccer in America. We would have had that 4th of July celebration, and it would have really imprinted the sport. We're still at a point, though, where we don't have our best players playing at the highest levels. I mean, Clint Dempsey just came back from the English Premier League. Now, Tim Howard is really the only American who's had a long career in the English Premier League. Landon Donovan was in and out, and he didn't even play on the U.S. team. But one note about this U.S. team, Jurgen Klinsmann, the manager, made a statement by keeping Donovan off the team and going for youth. You're going to hear guys, Julian Green plays for Bayern Munich. He's going to be an impact player for that team down the road. So we're going to start seeing Americans get into the mix in international soccer, and I think that's what we need.
All right, just getting word from the news desk. Soccer fiend Max Smith has called in. He couldn't keep himself away.
Max, if you're going to give me that title, I have to live up to it.
We just want to know, why should we keep watching the World Cup?
Well, I mean, I don't have anything to explain. If you need it explained to you, I don't know that I can help you. The games have, we've had all these extra time games. We've had games go to penalty shootouts. This has been an amazing World Cup overall, one of the highest goal-scoring World Cups in addition to the lowest yellow and red card totals. And, I mean, obviously today's game, very disappointing. Michael Bradley, this entire tournament, very disappointing. Tim Howard, of course, on the complete opposite end, very, very good tournament for him. On par with Ochoa from Mexico as the best keepers of the tournament by far. But, you know, if I have to explain to you after watching today's game why to watch the World Cup, I don't think I can do it.
Chris, you could take that question or take it in another direction. What's your final thought?
I just think as far as the globalization of our world, you know, kind of keeps coming and coming, and especially with our country here, I just continue to think that soccer will gain in popularity. Yes, I thought you were going to ask me for my prediction for the rest of the World Cup.
Well,
that's where I've got Argentina and Germany coming out and meeting in the final, Germany winning the whole thing. That's what I picked in Noah's pick'em that he has, and I'm going to stick with it.
All right. Jay?
I watch all sports. I enjoy them all, but I'm going to be watching a little bit closer when DC United plays now because it's right in our own backyard, and I'm all for it. I'll be looking forward, actually, to the next 4 years when it is in Russia for the World Cup.
All right. Anybody else want to throw in a prediction for the finals? Sean?
Netherlands has been the team that has most impressed me throughout. Just there's something about them that I like this time around. They seem to have a certain... I don't know what it is. It's a comeback ability. I don't know what the term would be, but the Netherlands is the team that I like.
No.
I'm going with history, which is teams don't win on other continents. And Brazil is at home. This is their World Cup. They are extremely talented, and I think they find a way.
Max, if you're still on the line, prediction?
Well, you know, I picked Argentina to make it to the final. My original champion is still in there, but I've got to stick with Argentina since I originally, before the tournament even started, picked them to make it to the final. I'll stick with them, although most of the teams have shown a lot of weaknesses. The Netherlands, as Sean said, have been the one team that really has kind of shown themselves as dominant against other teams that we thought were dominant. So, you know, I'll throw a toss-up between Argentina and the Netherlands.
Jay?
If you look at my prediction list from Noah, you don't want to ask me what mine is at all. But so I'm not going to say another team and jinx them. I'll just say mum's the word.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.